Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with a warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. We're going to start with a crackly old LP. It's on the Jazz label, that's spelt with three Z's, and it's Richard. Necessary detail first. The title of this LP is Richard Kamuka, 1976. I've never heard Richie called Richard before. And then the liner notes go on about Rich. Anyway, Kamuka was in the Kenton and Woody Herman bands. He then became a sideman to loads of West Coasters. Chet Baker, Art Pepper, Shelly Mann, always enjoyed his playing, but he's made relatively few albums as a leader, seven in fact. This one recorded in L.A. in 76. He died in 77, the day before his 47th birthday. The sidemen here were Mundell Lowe guitar, Monty Budwig bass, Nick Sorello drums. That was Symphony, a popular song in the 40s. Of no particular interest, but this Richard Kamuka LP was re-released as a CD on Concord under the title of Richie. By the way, Richard Richie Rich sings on one track. A rare event. So, let's have a vocal now. But who is this?
Skylark, have you to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journey over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Oh, skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? See them anywhere, won't you leave me there?
This singer was born as Joan Shaw in Newport News, Virginia, the same birthplace as Ella Fitzgerald, by the way. Joan Shaw sang in the US in the 50s and early 60s, but became disillusioned with the jazz scene there and moved to London, changing her name to give herself a fresh start. Joan became modified as her surname to Jones, and she picked two of her fave female singers who had in turn inspired her, Sarah Vaughan and Lena Horne, taking part of each of their first names, you're ahead of me as always, to become Selena Jones, and she was suddenly a star in the UK and Europe. She seemed to be a permanent feature on UK TV in the 70s. This RCA LP was recorded in London in 73, with Alan Bent's piano, John Richardson electric bass, and Brian Johnson drums. You don't hear her name as much these days, but she's still singing. Her last album was recorded in 2012. The song was obviously Skylark. Next, Eric Kloss. But if you know his work, a different Eric Kloss. duo Eric Kloss alto with Gil Goldstein piano. And if you know Kloss's work, he can be very adventurous and funky, even sometimes tipping over the edge into avant-garde. So this album is a very pleasant surprise. The Omnisound LP is called Sharing, recorded end June, start of July 81 in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Kloss was born in nearby Greenville, Pennsylvania. He was born blind, and his amazingly supportive father left his job as a doctor to start a school for the blind in western Pennsylvania, which Eric attended and became a brilliant musician very, very quickly. He started on the saxophone at 10 and was gigging professionally at 16 with the likes of Sonny Stitt. In the 80s, he taught at Rutgers University, but poor health since then has limited his playing and recording career. We heard Soundtracks, written by Gil Goldstein. I've waffled on about Kloss only. Sorry, Gil, your turn next time. As we have to hear Orville Harrison. That's from a private recording in 86. Private in that it was funded by the leader of this trio, bassist Orville Harrison, rather than put out on an established label. And this appears to be the only recording Orville made as a leader. There's no mention of him at all in the much-respected Tom Lord discographies. Gene Adler piano, Howard Hill drums. And yes, that was Old Devil Moon. We're off to Paris. Thank you. I said we're off to Paris. That wasn't true. That was recorded in Hollywood, California in Jan 58. But this speciality LP is called Jazz Loves Paris. And it's all songs associated with the City of Lights, or rather songs that Hollywood assumed were associated with Paris. That was the song from Moulin Rouge. The leader is Buddy Collette on a variety of reeded instruments. But the star of that song was undoubtedly Red Callender, tuba. Not content with just one Red, there's also Red Mitchell bass, Frank Rossellino trombone, Gerald Wiggins organ and Pete Jolly piano, Howard Roberts guitar, Bill Richmond drums. Now something from an LP dedicated to Duke Ellington. It's not a jazz pianist, but I do think he brings something else to these Ellington standards. See what you think.
Thank you.
Carmen Cavallaro wasn't a jazz pianist, but very, very popular in light music circles. What a condescending title that was, light. But then again, we even had the BBC Light programme here for years and years and years. No surprise to find that Liberace was inspired by the New Yorker Cavallaro. We heard Satin Doll with what sounded like a little glitch on this Decca LP. Whoops is all I can say, sorry. And I hope you agree it sounded both different and equally hope interesting. Another bit of condescension there, this time by me. And to follow that, here is the real thing. Duke Ellington, who else? Recorded live in France, Joanne Le Pan, July 66. And that was the Johnny Hodges compo, starring, and why not, Hodges himself, Wings and Things. First issued on an Ellington with Ella Fitzgerald at the Côte d'Azur LP, but now also on a Verve CD called Soul Call. South of France, July, outdoor gig, brilliant sunshine, the full Ellington Orchestra and Ella Fitzgerald. Wish I'd been there. Next, the extraordinarily talented pianist, Christian Sands. Thank you. I saw Christian Sands live at Ronnie Scott's a year or so back when he was supporting bassist Christian McBride, and I've followed his career ever since. This New York Mack Avenue album called Reach is his latest, only released in April 2017, and the still only 27-year-old is in superb form. That was his own compo, Armando's Song. His mentor, Christian McBride, pops up for a bass solo track. Highly recommended album. Yasushi Nakamura bass, Marcus Baylor drums. The name might well have given you a clue. Sands is a devout Christian, and he signs off his long thank you list, and by the way, God the Creator is the top of the list, signs off with always peace, always love, forever music. Can't fault that. Next, trumpeter Woody Shaw.
Thank you.
Solid, the title track of this Muse March 86 Rudy Van Gelder engineered LP, and it's played faster than the Sonny Rollins original of 54. Shaw took up the trumpet at school, but only because when he joined the 18th Avenue School Band, his preferred instrument, the violin, was already taken up, as was the saxophone and the trombone. So it was the trumpet or nothing. He recorded some amazing LPs for Columbia in the late 70s, of which Little Red's Fantasy is the fave. This followed a spell in Paris, where he was due to join Eric Dolphy's band, but Dolphy died before Shaw arrived. He's been dubbed the last trumpet innovator, and also a natural successor to Clifford Brown. So it's odd he's not more widely remembered these days. Shaw died aged just 44. He'd had loads of problems with his eyesight and was struck by a subway car in Brooklyn and died a month later, just 3 years after this recording. Kenny Garrett was on alto, Peter Leach guitar, Kenny Barron piano, Neil Swainston bass, Victor Jones drums. Very, very occasionally we're allowed a little detour from jazz to play something that merits inclusion for some special reason. Here's an example of that.
Joseph's face was black as night. The pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked his days under Africa's skies. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Said, take this child, Lord, from Tucson, Arizona. Give her the wings to fly through harmony, and she won't bother you no more. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Ta ba boom ba boom ba boom. Ta ba boom ba boom ba boom. Ta ba boom ba boom ba boom. Was as black as the night, and the pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked the length of his days under African skies.
I'm sure we've all got at least one Paul Simon LP or Simon and Garfunkel album in our collection, and probably many more. No, it doesn't seem cool to admit that these days, but Paul Simon is an amazing songwriter, and this LP, Graceland, is for my money his best ever. And I included that this week as Ray Pirie, Raymond Shikapa Enoch Pirie, has just died in his native South Africa. He was only 70. And as well as a master guitarist, he also sang and founded the anti-apartheid band Stimela. And yes, Ray was featured on Under African Skies, described as a Zulu walking rhythm. Fabulous. If Graceland is in your collection, and it must be, worth digging it out for a play. Next song is called Birds. Jan 2007 recorded double CD on the Crystal label by French bassist Gilles Naturel. That was Birds, helpfully described in the sparse liner notes as Pour les oiseaux. Alan Jean-Marie piano, Gilles Naturel bass, Philippe Soirat drums, and guesting with the trio, Rick Margitza on tenor. I nearly played you the wonderfully titled Dry Mouth with Bow. Next up, a truism, if ever there was one. Best things in life are free. Yet another compo from 1927. It had a popular spell in the late 40s when Joe Stafford and separately Dinah Shaw had hits with it, and tenor man Hank Mobley included it on his Blue Note March 61 LP, Workout. His follow-up album was called With Limited Imagination, Another Workout. Rudy Van Gelder was the recording engineer on both LPs and many more Mobley albums. Wynton Kelly, piano, Grant Green, guitar, Paul Chambers, bass, and Philly Joe Jones, drums, each sideman being a leader in their own right. Here's a rare outing for Boogie Woogie on The Real Enjoyment.
Thank you.
Boogie Woogie Prayer. Yep, there was no sleeping whilst Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson play together. Two of the best of the original Boogie Woogie pianists, Albert being the father of tenor man Gene Ammons, as I'm sure you know. That was recorded in L.A., 47-48. Our last one now, sadly, and we can only fit in about half of this long track, but it's still well worth it. Roy Haynes is the leader on this Paris July 92 recording date. This album has the clever title of When It Haynes, It Roars. Here's a fabulous version of the old traditional song, Brown Skin Girl. Craig Handy, tenor, David Kikowski on piano, Edward Howard bass, but the star, giving it that Caribbean flavour, is undoubtedly the drummer, Roy Haynes. Huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn. Hope you've enjoyed all the numbers, and please join me again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.